Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 9 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online we have is Mawlana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana? And we say assalamu alaikum to our listeners on Radio Islam.
So, Mawlana, I am well and I hope you are also well.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
So, Mawlana, just we stopped last week. We were still discussing the ayat of the Quran when Allah says that أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. And thereafter we just said that a person also has to exercise certain things to make sure that on social media people don't see what they're not supposed to see. Ma'ana, I think we can carry on from there.
Ji, Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Ma'ana, at the onset, let me just make mention that we might not occupy the entire hour with our listeners this morning due to some urgent meetings that we had to attend to. However, we'll try and do as much as we can, inshallah. When we continue with our discussion on social media, and the point that we need to make today is, or rather what we had spoken of last week, was that there is a need to be responsible, there's a need to be mature when we use online. So the need to be the need for more responsibility, more maturity about what we actually post online or what we don't. We understand that there is this whole issue of jealousy today in the world, and many of us experience this. The evil of jealousy, the evil of hatred, the evil of hasad, the evil of animosity. Now, enmity that people have towards other people is very bad, and our Sharia talks at length about that. But what we don't understand, and that's what scholars have talked about, is that we sometimes, through social media, we actually make ourselves the target of jealousy, the target of animosity, the target of hatred. Because there is a sin that comes before that. And that sin is basically showing off. And the idea of showing off. And social media has become such a tool that we use to show off. Rubbing things in people's faces. Taking blessings that Allah has given us. And there is no harm in enjoying your blessings. Let's not misunderstand this. There's absolutely no harm in enjoying the blessings that Allah has given us. But taking those blessings and specifically rubbing it onto other people's faces, this is a level of ujb. This is a terminology of Sharia. It's a level of becoming inanimate with yourself. That you become so impressed with yourself that you decide to flaunt all of your blessings and anything good in your life in front of everybody. This is a major problem that we experience by those that are using the social media platform. We actually, without realizing it, we are turning ourselves to a target of a lot of hatred, a target of a lot of enmity, a target of lots of animosity from other people, a lot of jealousy. We turn ourselves into targets. You know, there's something that Sharia encourages, and that is humility, humbleness. And humility is a great quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So being humble, being real, is very important. And there is numerous psychological studies conducted. They talk about the more amount of time people spend on social media, that is Facebook, WhatsApp, etc., Instagram, the more prone we are to becoming depressed and extremely sad and being very unsatisfied and unfulfilled with our own lives. Studies have been conducted about this, that those that are so obsessed with Instagram, Facebook, etc., that we become more prone to depression, more prone to be unsatisfied, more prone to be unfulfilled with our own lives. Because a lot of these forms of social media are used by people to share, highlight, and when you are looking and reading other people's news feeds, other people's Twitter feeds, all you see is their highlight one after the other, their possessions. Then you look at your life and you realize, oh, my life, I don't have this. And that's not, we need to understand that whatever people post is not really a real projection of anyone's life. That's not a real projection of anyone's life. But that's supposed to become people's supposed reality. So we should be careful that we do not fall into that culture. Now, obviously, falling victim of that culture, not perpetrating that culture, either being more mature, being more responsible of what you place online and what you share. Now, this brings us to a topic, Moana, that I call jealousy attention. Now, when we talk of jealousy attention and the social media, it's always the highlight reel of someone. So everyone has that, you know, difficult times. We sometimes have a long, hard day at work. Or in our own homes, we have a long, tedious work. And many of our mothers, sisters, women at home experience those difficult days at home, where we have to see to so many different responsibilities, you know, the lunch for the husband, lunch for the children, the fetch and ferry of our children from school, madrasa, in and out, then we have to get the house ready. These are difficult things, and it's sometimes a very burden, and it's very tiresome. And you realize that you did not get much sleep. On the other hand, you come in home and some crazy driver cuts you off on the way home. You are behind of your work. Then you have family stress. Some people have financial stress, family stress. You're supposed to be engaged in your prayer, but you're supposed to be finding refuge in your salah. But you just rushed and got it over with. In short, life sometimes becomes hard. And it's grinding, and you become burnt out, and you can feel that there is no end. And then you go on and log onto a Facebook and see someone posting a picture of having a great time on a holiday. And that's when it all happens. And you think, why does everyone else have such an amazing, easy life? And mine is so difficult. The nature of social media means that you are constantly posting highlights. When you go to a nice restaurant and you check in and you post a photo and tag it to let everyone know what an amazing meal you are about to try or what a great place you are at. And then when we meet someone famous, we no longer try to get their autograph now. We take a selfie with them instead. We want to make great videos of our kids that get picked up by some people. And then we say, hey, I don't know how it happened, but that's my daughter on video. Of course, no one posts photos online when they are eating leftovers at work. No one checks in on Facebook when they have to make an emergency run to Woolies to just to buy milk or odd hours. No one posts a status update about having a regular, hard and mundane day. Like 80% of our normal lives. It's just not that interesting. Or in other words, no one will like that status if I posted it. Well, let everyone know when we plan on going to varsity, but there's no updates about the 5 schools we were rejected, your admissions applications. You post pictures of your kids all dressed up and showered, but we never post picture of them with their faces and clothes smothered in spaghetti sauce, tomato sauce. We check in at the gym, but we don't post about the week of missed workouts because we were just sad, tired, and didn't feel like getting up. What we're saying is we'll post about date night with our spouse or even check in at the wherever we were at a good holiday. We will only do those type of things. In fact, an economist, Tyler Cohen, once told of a test to see whether a couple can be happy in a relationship is whether they can go to a drugstore chemist, together with a shopping list, go to Pick and Pay together with a shopping list, together at Woolies, pick out the right items, pay and leave the store, without once getting into an argument. His point, as I've understood it, was that when you are in a relationship, you need to get through the day-to-day trivial and tedious things of life, such as picking up the extra toilet paper from this camp, picking up the children. The idea what I'm bringing about, Morana, is that life is not a highlight reel. Now, can you imagine tweeting, just having a normal day? We thought the internet should know about it. It's kind of ludicrous, it's kind of crazy to even think about that, because it's not a status update that gets attention. And that's the name of the game in social media. Social media, attention is the currency. Attention is the money in social media. As far as social media is concerned, if the status won't generate likes, if the status don't generate comments, if the status don't generate retweets and so on, then we are not incentivized to post it. How happy can we be if we start to degrade the ordinary 90% of our lives and what happens? We miss out on the moments that make up life, waiting to get up the next highlight so we can share it. That's what's happening. Every time we're waiting for that next highlight so we can take that selfie, take that status, and so that we can share it. Not only do we create a highlight reel, but at the end of the day, Facebook and Instagram will create a video highlighting the best of our highlights. The issue here is that gone are those days where we can't even enjoy simple moments in our lives without documenting them. In fact, today, we manufacture experiences just to post them on social media. We used to have, you know, those days people used to sit with family, sit with friends, and just have a good time and chat. Life has turned into a popularity contest. And that's because of what social media is doing. We vote on others' highlights and then we post our own. The largest consequence of this behavior is envy and jealousy. We become envious when we see others post. There is a lot of good advice on how to deal with envy. Alhamdulillah, our deen tells us about that. But the advice is useless if we keep recreating the scenarios that causes envy and jealousy. Think about a person struggling to get married, or going through difficulties at home. After a long day, they're checking Facebook to go to sleep, and they see a barrage of messages. So and so updated their relationship status to engaged. Another friend checked in at, you know, Cheesecake Factory or whatever. Someone else has a photo of their honeymoon. Two sets of feet pointed at the beach while the sun sets. It's almost impossible to not have feelings of jealousy in this situation. The opposite is true as well. We legitimately may be enjoying something good and we want to share it. It's possible. But there is no easy way to say what you should and you should not share. Each of us has to strike our own level of balance. A lot of this comes from introspection, our own intentions. I think if you recall, right in the beginning of our discussions, we spoke about intention and social media. So each one of us should strike a balance, our own level of balance. A lot of what we've said and what we post comes from introspection about our own intentions and why you are posting some things, like food photos on Instagram. Just because some people post pictures of themselves, their children, or their lives on Facebook, others think that they are always happy. And happy they may be, alhamdulillah, and we make dua. But that does not mean their lives are perfect. A few comments to check in doesn't mean they don't have worries in life. So when you see them, first thing for ourselves, the user, don't become jealous. Too many people are complaining of going through the calamity after calamity and the evil eye, nazar. And we speak about this often, that, you know, a person has been affected by the evil eye, there's nazar. But could this be a possible reason? The obsession of posting good moments, making yourself a target of nazar, making yourself a target of the evil eye. Remember, not everyone that sees your posts and status is your friend. Even your closest friend may not be your friend. Only time and calamities in your life will prove who is your friend. Most people today are just merely acquaintances. If you don't believe what I'm saying, just ask yourself, how many of the people that you hang out with, that you talk with, do you backbite about? You yourself, how many people that you stay with, do you backbite about them? Speaking the truth behind the back is backbiting, otherwise it would be slander. So we in our own capacity, the very people that we are always with, how often don't we backbite about them? So that tells you that everyone you hang out with is not naturally or not obviously one who is your friend. What we are saying here is, be careful as to what you share on Facebook. With the new privacy settings, there is no privacy. We know of many people who have admitted to stalking other people's profiles, stalking other people's pictures, and doing unmentionable things in private. And then there are many who are jealous of you based on the few good things that they know about you. So be conscious about what you share. This lesson is for me first, then to our listeners. A beautiful example, Maulana, is the example from Surah Yusuf. Subhanallah. Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam sends his children back to Egypt to go and get some provisions because of the drought. And Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, after losing two of his sons, now he's sending them back. Yusuf alayhi salam and the one that was kept back by Yusuf alayhi salam. At that time, obviously, Yaqub alayhi salam did not know that he was being kept by Yusuf alayhi salam. And he sends his sons back, the nine sons that he had, or 11 or 10 sons that are going back. And what does Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam advise him then? Do not all of you enter together from the same gate, from the same door. In those days, every city had a wall and it had gates of entrance. Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam advised his children, don't all of you enter together from the same door. Why did he do that? Because he said so that you do not attract the attention of people that may be envious and jealous of you. Subhanallah, what a beautiful lesson we're learning from here. Be cautious about the things that you post. Why attract unnecessary attention and become the target of evil eye? So how do we move forward from here? If you find yourself feeling down, and the posts you see on social media are increasing your feelings of envy, my advice is just take a break. Switch off your phone. Go for a walk without your phone and clear your head. Turn your phone off for a day. Delete Snapchat for a day. And then reinstall it if you have to. But just take a break somehow from the interaction and obsession of social media. Make dua for yourself. Make dua for your friends online. As for what you post, then this requires the punch. Check your intentions before you post things. And most importantly, just slow down. Be comfortable with why you are posting something and who you are sharing it with. This means you have to slow down and think before you post. Don't turn into this person that just wants to post everything. You never want to create a false image of yourself. And this is easier said than done. But as you struggle with this, also remind yourself that no one else has a life that is as easy as their own online persona makes it out to be. In reality, a lot of the people that you see online are also actually having ups and downs. Remember, perfection is only in Jannah. Have you dealt with the issues of envy on social media? How has it affected you or someone you know? These are the things that we need to keep in mind. Maulana, I think we'll stop here. I do need to go to an urgent meeting. If you allow me, and maybe you can just have a normal discussion with our listeners on this topic of social media. I think we have a lot of meat to chew on. And maybe our listeners can also phone in and SMS and just create some discussion around all the things that we've discussed. And if there are issues that we need more clarification, inshallah, then we will talk about it next week. If you allow me.
Well, JazakAllah for your time, much appreciated. We hope to speak to one another next week, Wednesday, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we'll be back after the break, taking in calls on social media or anything that that a person wants to ask. So the lines will be open, and if we don't get any lines, then inshallah we will. Inshallah, I will be back next week, Wednesday, same time with Maulana Zahir Ahmad Raghi also, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.